Open Windows, November the 25th. Resurrection, the paramount miracle. In Ephesians 1:18-20, we read, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, in order that you may know his incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is the same as the mighty strength he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms. Resurrection is the paramount miracle. Death is the greatest power against God's work, God's likeness, God's purpose. Death is the greatest power in this universe against man, his labours, his hopes, his well-being. Death is the last word in the creation as it is. Outside of God, there is no power in this universe as great as death. When it had intervened and done its work, there is nothing that can reverse or destroy it. And in the realm of evil, there is no power that exceeds the power of death. That is why, in referring to the resurrection of Christ from the dead, the words are used, the exceeding greatness of his power. When death has exceeded every other power, sin, suffering, sorrow and destruction, then God's unique and exclusive answer is the only hope and the one answer. More importance and glory is placed upon the resurrection in the New Testament than upon any other matter. Indeed, everything else is declared to be in vain and worthless until the resurrection is established. Resurrection is stated to give the value to every testimony and every work. Death, spiritual death, not cessation of being, of which the physical is only one small aspect, is Satan's horizon. Resurrection is God's horizon in Christ. Resurrection, we repeat, is the answer to death in all its forms and aspects. God's answer in his Son, Jesus Christ. Having said that, let us proceed to note that the next thing revealed in the New Testament is that this supreme truth in Jesus Christ is the birthright of everyone born into God's spiritual family, the heritage of every truly born-again child of God. But the point for special realization is that we must not make the mistake that Martha of Bethany made when she received such a revealing correction. She said, concerning her brother, I know that he shall rise again at the resurrection. It is not something in the future for believers, but for the moment when they believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and receive him. The order now is first the resurrection of the human spirit, and last the resurrection of the body. This, for any born anew Christian, needs no stating, although the meaning may take years to learn.